You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm sorry. Yeah, screwed that one up.
Boom, boom, so good. Boom, boom.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Luke, you understand how this here game is played?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories, and today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Hit me.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right, we go back to Valentine's Day of this year. We're during a Valentine's Day argument about infidelity. A man struck his female companion in the head with a chicken sandwich. Investigators say that Theodore Anderson, 27, and the victim, they were having dinner at their home on Saturday evening when they began to argue. The defendant threw a chicken sandwich, striking the victim on the head. Anderson then tossed a styrofoam cup full of blue Powerade, which left the woman soaked in sports drink. When officers arrived at the residence, they reported spotting the chicken sandwich broken apart in the living room where the incident occurred. Then they add the sandwich was not collected in evidence. Now, Anderson, he admitted to the attack. The 28-year-old woman said that she'd been battered by Anderson several times during the 3 years they lived together. So charged with domestic battery, which is a misdemeanor, Anderson spent a day in jail before being released the next day on $5,000 bond. So we know that he threw a chicken sandwich. My question is, what kind of chicken sandwich did he throw?
Oh.
All right. Was it a Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich? Was it the Wendy's classic chicken sandwich? Was it the Burger King original chicken sandwich? Or was he old school and hit her with a McDonald's McCrispy? So we got Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King, or McDonald's. Whose chicken sandwich did he throw and hit her with?
This one should be a little easier since you specifically mentioned Powerade was involved.
So, well, they weren't home.
Mm-hmm. Where was it at again?
This is in Florida.
Oh, okay. So
St. Petersburg, Florida.
St. Petersburg, Florida, at home. Chicken sandwich with some Powerade involved.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
I'm going Chick-fil-A since it's in the South.
First of all, I think that sounds like a delicious meal. Chicken sandwich, yeah, some blue Gator, like some blue Powerade.
Yeah, who doesn't like Chick-fil-A? And now that you mention it, since, bro, you said that the situation involved on with the subject infidelity.
Correct.
I'm going to say it was Chick-fil-A. That's okay. The Lord's chicken.
Okay.
All right. And you said McDonald's classic chicken sandwich?
Wendy the Burger McDonald's McCrispy.
Or the McChicken.
It was the McCrispy. McDonald's McCrispy.
I think I would go with the McDonald's McCrispy.
Okay. We'll just go, where was the chicken sandwich from? Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King, or McDonald's? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Category, send me with your best shout out profile. This argument about infidelity led to a man throwing a chicken sandwich at his girl on Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Florida, St. Petersburg. Question is, where was that chicken sandwich from? Was it from Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King, or McDonald's?
And Luke, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with you, Ted Smith. You went with the McDonald's McCrispy sandwich.
Yeah.
That's one I would, if I had to pick one of the four, that's the one I'd be most willing to part with.
I forgot it was on Valentine's Day.
You had one of those?
What's that?
A McCrispy.
Is that different than the McChicken?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I ever had.
I guess it's the crispier version. I don't know. It's the McDonald's McCrispy. Now, Luke, you agree with Miles. Both of you went with Chick-fil-A. What did you say? That's the Lord's chicken? And you are correct.
Yeah. Well, Valentine's was on Saturday, so it had to be open.
Right. If I thought about it, it was on Valentine's, his Chick-fil-A sandwich is probably more expensive.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. He went all out.
He went all out, then threw it at her.
Yep.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Fall apart here, boys. Got to finish off strong.
We got this. You're doing a hell of a job.
All right.
I think we touched a little bit on this yesterday. Do you know the star of the Olympics was yesterday?
Star of the Olympics. A dog.
It was the dog.
Oh, yeah, it was a dog. It was a wolf.
It was a wolf dog. Did you read the story? I guess the people, basically, they were like, yeah, the dog basically just got out and found us.
Huh.
Because I think they were locals that were watching the event.
Oh, and so the dog tracked him down. Okay.
Right. During the women's cross-country skiing event, you know, they keep saying it's not that exciting, but when you watch that Sweden girl just crash out, I kept laughing. basically, the dog's just running down the course. And the funny thing is that cross-country skiing is a long event.
Yeah.
But then it just finishes, right? They're coming. There's like two little alleyways, I guess I'd say, for them.
Yeah.
So the skiers are going, and then the dog just keeps going down. It looks like he wants to win. Argentinian skiers said, quote, "It was just fun experience. It's not normal. I don't know what he was doing there, but the finish was not a problem. Luckily, it went well." I do think if the dog had interrupted the race or knocked over one of the skiers, different story.
Absolutely.
But he's basically just trailing him. The dog is a Czechoslovakian wolf dog named Nazgul. He lives nearby. His owners are related to one of the event officials. They said he escaped their house because they were leaving and wanted to join him. He always looks for people.
Okay. Well, he found him.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the second dog they've had on the track.
Really?
They had another one earlier in a different event.
How do you get two dogs?
I don't know.
I mean, they're outside, but also, like, they're ski resorts.
Yeah. I don't know. There's plenty of dogs at ski resorts, at golf courses.
Sure.
I mean, dogs are just everywhere.
I'm with you, but I've never seen a dog just like out on like the slope.
Right.
Or by like, you know what I mean? Like maybe in the parking lot, somebody had their dog out.
Every time I go golfing, I get greeted by a dog. I know the dog will. Yeah. He comes up to me and he greets me.
Well, does he live by the course? Is it like the starter's dog?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, sure.
But imagine, what's the one hole with the tree that's like famous on that course?
15.
All right. Let's say you're on 15 and some dog just comes trotting up.
It's probably a public walkway and they walk through there all the time without a leash.
Really?
All right. I guess it wouldn't be that weird.
No, it wouldn't be weird at all.
I don't know. It still seems crazy to me. I did see a video of some guy. He was hunting like in the woods, I guess, behind his house.
Yeah.
And he has one of those like Australian shepherd dogs. the thing's good at smelling stuff. And he's just up in his tree stand. And he's like, there's that dog. That's not going to help with it, right? He's just sitting there, but like, that's not going to help with the deer.
No, not at all.
They smell that dog. You're like, get the hell out of here. But either way, kind of cool looking at it. Speaking of dogs, I think everybody knows this. Sarah McLachlan. What's the first thing you think of?
Oh, they're
the SPCA commercial?
ASPCA, yeah.
Good call, Thrill. Right, for the 2000s. In the arms of an angel, that song. Like she even says those commercials make her cry. Yeah, she was kind of tired. Like,
they just asked her, hey, can we use your song for commercials? Well, she's like, absolutely. She's like, and then I see the commercial, and she's like, I am bawling at my own song.
Also, that's the last we heard of her. It almost because of that, that's the only thing you think of.
She still plays, like, Chateau Chez Michel.
I'm sure she does, but as far as the overall public, you know.
If you say her name, you even said it, like, it's the first thing you think of at Sarah McLachlan, like,
it's a commercial.
Suffering dogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's become so synonymous with animals in need, she said she gets about 10 to 20 letters a week from fans about rescue animals or requests to assist with their different charities.
Huh.
What figure do you think about when you think about not littering?
Oh, the Indian dude.
Yeah, or the Italian.
Italian guy playing
a Native American guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's ingrained now.
Uh-huh.
When I think sad puppy, I think her.
She also says that people are so used to that song with the dogs and the animals that, like, she can't even, like, some people don't want her to sing it. Said it, quote, it took on such a life of its own. I remember doing a food bank charity gig in New York. And they said, can you please not play Angel? Because it's so synonymous with the other charity, it's going to cause confusion.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Wow.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's what it's known for. It's their theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, she's in there now. Let me ask you this. I don't know. Sarah McLachlan, I don't think I was ever her target audience, but I'm not sure I know any of her songs besides that.
You probably know one or two. They were 92-ish. So you've been like 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, so, you probably recognize that.
And that's not your speed. You were not into Paula Cole or the Lilith Fair band.
I was going to say, I just remember Lilith Fair was like a giant thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Joan Osborne or whoever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to, I don't know. I'm with you. I'm just like, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you another
song. That was a
an era, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure.
We're just, you know, female pop stars, and we're doing pretty well. I mean, that whole Lilith Fair thing was huge.
Well, I think in the same way, you could look at grunge and say, like, to me, Lilith Fair was like crunchy chicks.
Yeah, kind of.
Same way I'd say...
Yeah. Crunchy chicks, yeah.
Well, same way, like, the Seattle scene was definitely crunchy.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody else was wearing flannels and combat... I mean, other people wearing combat boots and stuff.
Sure.
But, like, that was a definite look. And to me, that was all part of it. It was like, everybody liked that whole movement coming out of Seattle. Then it was like, hey... Again, it's just my interpretation.
Right.
They were like, we got a lady version, too. It's called Lilith Fair.
Yeah. Believe it or not, man, not being in Seattle, everyone was wearing that look then.
Mm-hmm.
Across the country.
Oh, my God. When I was in 7th and 8th, like, right, I was in 8th grade when Kurt Cobain died. I mean, we wore flannels tied around our waist all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was either that or sweater vests if we were listening to Boys and Boys to Men. Let's see. Hannah Montana will return for the Miley Cyrus will return for the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary.
She should.
Yeah, that's her, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank God.
The special will be in front of a live studio audience with Miley revisiting music and moments from the show. Some of the sets will be recreated, like Hannah's closet and the Stewart family living room. I kind of happy to say I don't think I've ever seen an episode of that show.
I didn't. No.
Yeah. Was going to say, Miley, she's going to be interviewed by Alex Cooper, who, of course, hosts the Call Her Daddy podcast. If she, you know, to her credit, she says, Hannah Montana will always be a part of me. This is the anniversary. It's my way of celebrating and thanking the fans who stood by me for 20 years.
Sure.
I think also, like, she clearly wanted to get away from that.
Oh, she did.
She did.
She certainly did, right?
She's
gone all over the place.
But now that she's such a big star, she can go back and embrace it. It's like Taylor Momsen. You know, same thing. She didn't want to talk about it initially. She wanted to establish herself, do her own thing. And now she can look back and go, yeah, I was an actor. You know, I mean, not doing it now, but now that I've proved myself as a musician.
That's it, right?
People aren't asking me those questions about those years anymore. They're asking me about my music. So I'm past it.
Right.
Yeah, and I would have to ask, like, I don't know, like Mike's wife or maybe one of your daughters. Like, Hannah Montana, like, because Hillary Duff, I see, is doing a tour, right?
I saw that. I didn't know anyone was interested.
Do people have the same passion for her kid? Lizzie McGuire that they did for Hannah Montana?
It was huge.
I know it was a big show, but I just don't... I don't know. I don't know if she talks about it or not.
The difference is the age demographic.
My sources say no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, right? I was like, we need a woman somewhere between 25 and 35.
I think that Miley Cyrus, she just brings so much attitude and just kind of a punk rock vibe that you still kind of talk about all the stuff she did. Where Hillary Duff, like when she broke away from Disney, she still just seemed like a Disney person. Right, because she's very proper and all that, and she just seems like a nice woman. There's nothing interesting, nothing against her, but like you're not very interesting. Or Miley Cyrus, you can like her or not like her, but like she was interesting.
Yeah, I get, and I like Mike's source there. I feel like Hannah Montana was just a massive, massive show. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure Lizzie McGuire did great numbers or whatever for kids because she was already famous. But I don't know; it doesn't seem like people have the same passion for that.
Agreed.
It's like even when you talk about like boy bands in the early 2000s, right? People know Backstreet. You know, NSYNC, right?
And no one says O-Town.
Right. And like, even to that point, something like, I like 98 Degrees, but some people are like, yeah, all right. Like, Nick Lachey almost became more famous from being married to Jessica Simpson than he was for being in 98 Degrees.
Sure.
But you know.
Well, and Hillary Duff and Lizzie McGuire, that was never a musical act, whereas Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus, like, she actually went out and did a lot of touring. She actually did go out and get on stage. So that added an element.
Do you know this, or is this from your source?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Mike, you know what? That's a solid point, right? Because Lizzie McGuire was just a show about like a teenage girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. You know, and that was more around my age bracket. And it was a great show. And friends of mine loved the show. My sisters loved the show. But they were never gaga about it. But Hannah Montana, like you could go see her perform on stage. So that adds a new element to it.
That is a massive difference. And that's pretty cool, too. Especially, like I'm sure everybody would. I mean, that's what made like the Wiggles so massive. You go to a Wiggles show and see the Wiggles sing live.
Yeah. That's fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
How much money the Wiggles make?
They made more money than AC/DC.
Yeah.
And they're the highest selling artist out of Australia, in Australian history.
I still say I give the Wiggles credit, right? Because, you know, this is years ago as my niece and nephew were little. And I just asked my brother, you know, because he was going through that phase of going through all that stuff. And I go, how's the Wiggles? He's like, I love the Wiggles.
Oh, really?
I said, you love the Wiggles? And he goes, they had a beer garden.
Yes, right? Yes, they did.
And I mean, literally, he's like, yeah. Look, I only had like one beer. He might have had two, but he's like,
still.
He's like,
still.
Right. He's just like, it's a long day.
Oh, Baltimore Arena used to serve beer at Disney on Ice, man. Mm-hmm. They didn't care.
Shuttling kids around. He's just like, I always love the Wiggles just because they had a beer garden at their show.
It goes
like,
a long way.
Yeah, yeah. Good for the Wiggles. Plus, they're Australian. I feel like all Australians like drinking beer.
That's probably why they had the beer garden.
One last little thing here. One of the grass guys from Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
He is selling the suit for $5,000.
Oh, they got to keep the suit, huh?
Yeah, I think that was part of the deal.
You get to keep your grass.
I mean, what else are you going to do with it? Like, Nate, go ahead and mm-hmm. keep it, man. Not a whole lot of multi-use things when you're dressed like a plant.
I think it's kind of funny. I saw massive DJ Diplo. He was one of the, he dressed up as one of the guys. He was like, look at me on a side quest.
Really?
Yeah, and he was down there on the field.
Get out of here. Very cool. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Russian soldiers are now shooting themselves for a payout. Soon to fall out of window. Meanwhile, a pediatric dentist shows up for surgery, all hopped up on the pinion. Fresno man gets arrested for the 36th time, naked while stealing an ambulance with a patient inside. Definitely a crime. And a horse wandering in Ohio falls into a family swimming pool. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story, we go to Texas, where a pediatric dentist is in hot water. Local officers received a call from a concerned citizen to report that a dentist in the area appeared to be intoxicated on the job. They arrived and made contact with the dentist, confirming that she did indeed exhibit signs of impairment. They conducted a field sobriety test, which confirmed suspicions that she was arrested. They didn't specify whether she was on drugs or alcohol, but she could face up to 2 years in prison for performing surgery while intoxicated, though this is the first blood on her record. So I got to...
That's a bad one, though, man.
What? It is a pretty bad one.
I mean, just based on your job, right? I mean, if you're drunk at work, you're going to hear about it. But, like, dude, you're operating on people.
Yeah. This feels to me, because she's got a perfect record. Like, she has never caused an issue. She's never been belligerent. She's never, you know, she's never gone anywhere near this. This sounds like somebody who took a medication that maybe she wasn't used to, or...
So she wasn't necessarily drunk, but she was... altered.
Intoxicated.
And it was intoxicated. It was dental surgery or just like an appointment?
Surgery.
Huh.
Yeah, they stopped her in the middle of the procedure. Damn.
Yeah. Ugh. So something flipped there. Something doesn't smell right. This doesn't sound like, you know, she's 36 years old. This doesn't sound like some 36-year-old dental surgeon just decided to tie one on before surgery.
Or you wonder if it's one of the, because we've all, you know, woken up drunk.
Yeah.
You know, you do your thing the night before, whatever. You wake up, you're still kind of in it. I mean, that's definitely happened before.
Right. Like, I would love to see a follow-up of this one. In other news, we go to Wisconsin, where the craziest loved... where the crazies love to joyride. That's what I wrote. Paramedics responding to a residential emergency were caught off guard when they were in the back of an ambulance with a patient and heard over the radio about how an ambulance in the area was being stolen. One of the two got out and assessed their own situation to find an unknown individual sitting in the driver's seat. Now, here's his story. Turns out that he was nearby when paramedics arrived. He was evading law enforcement and pumping out some push-ups while completely naked.
Hmm.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Okay.
He saw the ambulance and decided to jump in. When confronted by the paramedics, he drove away, launching the other out of the vehicle and taking the patient for a ride as well.
Oh, God, there's a patient?
Yeah, so they were there. It's one of those, it was a fire department EMT group.
All right.
And they were out on just a residential call. Somebody's having an emergency, so load them up on the gurney, and they're in the back of the truck where they've got all their equipment and whatnot. So they're working on the guy. And then this dude just jumps in the car. They hear over the radio. Now, what I don't understand is how they're in the back of the ambulance, and they're hearing a report of an ambulance being stolen. They're like, let's go check and see what's up front. So they go up there and they see the guy on there. And as soon as he starts yelling at him to get out of the truck, this guy just takes off with the ambulance. The other one kind of stumbles out of the back. It kind of launches him out.
Yeah.
But the patient is still inside the ambulance on the gurney.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Good time.
Let's see. A ways down the road, authorities were able to use stop sticks to bring the ambulance to a halt and arrest the naked man. He's facing a ton of charges, and they're getting a full assessment of the damage to the ambulance. The patient is in no
worse condition following the joyride.
He's still going to get a big-ass bill.
Yeah, he
They're still going to be like, oh, yeah, it was $12,000 for that. But we added three more grand.
Right. By the way, we had to get another ambulance to tow you from the spot, you know, right. where he dropped you off then.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, you know he's still going to get a big-ass bill. Like, bro, so I was having a stolen ambulance. Yeah, oh, they will.
Yeah, they're still going to charge him.
Absolutely.
Because they were going to take him anyway.
And did you say he was doing naked push-ups to start?
Yes. I have no idea why, but he was just over there just cranking them out, naked, out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, so, just don't do things naked.
Yeah.
Put on a pair of jeans. Something, man.
That's just wild. Makes it so much worse.
Right. So, I mean, otherwise, you're just a guy doing push-ups. That's weird. You're a naked guy doing push-ups, like, tase his ass. Sorry.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a man in Florida was arrested for a crime of passion. He, like many others, found himself heartbroken after a harsh falling out with his girlfriend. But unlike so many others, he decided he would take out some revenge on his ex. So he tracked down the car that he apparently bought her at some point, but he tracked it down at the local Publix Market parking lot and enacted his revenge by taking a hammer to it. Officers got the call about the man breaking into the car and arrived to find him in the passenger seat, continuing his malicious attack by smashing the car radio with the hammer. Problem is, it wasn't his ex's car.
Oh, dude.
It actually belonged to one of the employees at the Publix store. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Did you hear what the guy at the dealership did, though?
Correct. Thankfully, a local dealership stepped in to help with repairs to the car and offered her a free rental while repairs were being made. Our scorned lover, however, was arrested on several charges.
Apparently, she'd been a longtime employee there, and she knew everybody. Right. That was his grocery store. So when he found out that was her and what happened to her, he's like, I'm giving you a loaner car, and I'm going to try to get this repaired no cost to you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah, man.
And you know what? Yeah. I'd buy a car from that guy.
The good news is at least he didn't do it naked.
That's a fact. At least he didn't do it naked. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
there's good news.
Over to Ohio, where at least there's no ice in this story. A woman was alerted one day to the situation that there was an intruder in her pool, a horse from a neighboring farm that wandered its way into her pool. Unfortunately, the horse found itself in a bit of a predicament as its back feet pierced through the pool cover, leaving it halfway in the cold water below. She called authorities.
It's a pool cover, a horse.
Exactly. She called authorities who were able to gently cut the horse free without spooking it too much and led it to the pool stairs where it made its exit. The horse was then returned home with minimal injury. Part of the issue was the way that the horse was positioned, back feet are in the pool, front feet are still on the pool cover. And so every time the horse moved, it made certain noises that would spook it and freak it out. So she called somebody and she's just sitting there trying to soothe the animal, just trying to keep him calm while they're... Exactly.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, guy. Chill out.
Fine, bruh. Time for some men's room sports. What are you going to watch tonight? We got Olympic coverage on NBC and USA Network, college hoops over on ESPN2 and CBS Sports, and pro basketball over on Amazon. As far as your weather, we got partly cloudy skies with a low of 28 tonight.
Hey.
It's going to be...
Man,
I might have to turn on the heat.
Should be mostly cloudy and a high of 42 tomorrow, so enjoy that. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Finally, Friday, the return of Ted versus the FCC in an Olympics-inspired Bad Choice Friday. Lovely Jolene's coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.